2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this lovely sunny day.
It is indeed a beautiful day yesterday too.
Indeed.
Now, I believe you're going to talk about something that I once stayed in a guest house where the proprietor used to service kangaroo things. And they always seem to be navy blue or something. Although I am aware, I saw a documentary on television recently that kangaroo meat is such a success overseas, they're having trouble getting kangaroo shooters to kill enough to supply the market. So,
Look, I think it's the Germans, the Scandinavians, I think the Russians too, they love our kangaroo meat, and good on them. It's such a good meat. I think it's so delicious. But you do need to know how to cook it properly. I bet you if I gave you a piece of kangaroo fillet and I just char-grilled it, maybe I'd marinated in a bit of macadamia oil and a little bit of garlic beforehand, and char-grilled it on each side and served it to you with a salad and some boiled potatoes, you would love it and you wouldn't know the difference. And the thing about kangaroo meat is not only is it delicious, it's very good for you because it's low in fat.
Oh, very
it's
good.
Very low in fat. So, look, I think it's pretty time you got over your dislike of kangaroo meat. In fact, I was sampling some kangaroo meat at Stanton Library in North Sydney on Saturday, of all places, because there was this lovely young woman, Jess Sinnott. She's an Aboriginal educator and guide, and she was giving us tastings of Aboriginal food and telling us about all the bush tucker that actually surrounds us that we're not aware of, things like the beautiful lily pilly tree. I think gardeners are well aware of that one because I know that they're very popular as hedges now in Sydney. But even the colonists knew about the first colonists, you know, Captain Cook knew about these. They used to transform them into drinks, lily pilly drinks and jams. They are quite tart, but they're beautiful when they're made into cordials and jams. And she talked about the lemon myrtle trees, which also surround us. Now, that would be one of my very, very favourite native spices because it's so fragrant. It's very similar to lemongrass, but, you know, heavens above, it grows in this country and we should be using that and not lemongrass. She also talked about the shell middens that the Aboriginals used to leave everywhere around the foreshores of Sydney Harbour. And what was interesting to me is that the first colonists used to think that this was just household rubbish, but in fact there was a very good reason for them throwing these oyster shells and cockle shells into piles, because it would signal to the next tribe that came along that the last tribe there had eaten cockle shells. That meant that the tribe that had just arrived were not to eat those, but then they were to move on to either oysters or mussels or the abalone. So it was a way of, it was actually a form of sustainability that they were very good at, the Aboriginal people around Sydney Cove.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting. It was a fabulous talk, and actually it ties in, she's part of this Guringai Festival, Guringai, which is being run all through the North Shore of Sydney at the moment, through to the 13th of July. And if you're interested in finding out more about bush tucker, there are more talks being given on July the 4th at DY at the Stony Range Botanic Garden. And there's another one on July the 7th at the Lane Cove Living and Learning Centre. So, you know, you'll learn about things that are growing in your local area and how to use them. And let me tell you, she did give us some tastings apart from the kangaroo. Naughty girl, she made this wattle seed cookies and white chocolate and cream cake, which was very delicious. And she also served a wattle seed damper, which I like. Wattle seed has a lovely coffee flavour.
Wonderful.
The other thing I did learn, and this was very interesting to me, there was a fellow there called Fred, who now runs a Fred Bush Tuck stall, and he said that he's been to all the markets in Sydney, the foodie markets. Every cuisine in the world is represented there except our own native bush tucker. So he's now set up a bush tucker stall, and he told me that on the first Sunday of every month now, there is an Aboriginal market at Bear Island, which is B-A-R-E, just off the peninsula of La Perouse. So the next one will be on Sunday the 6th of July, and I reckon that'd be really well worth going along to.
Okay, this first.
Okay, so okay. Now look, my recipe today doesn't relate to Aboriginal food. I could have done a kangaroo recipe for you. But anyway, I'm giving you this delicious compote. Very, very easy to make, very delicious use of dried fruit. So you just need a combination of dried apricots, peaches, apples, prunes, cover with water, a little bit of sugar, and maybe a cinnamon stick and vanilla bean, and just bring it to the boil and let it simmer till they're tender, about 30 minutes. Take it off the heat and then just add a splash of orange blossom water. And that's delicious with some homemade creamed rice or yolk, vanilla yogurt I love for breakfast. Very delicious.
Okay.
And now last thing I just want to tell you, my kids' cooking classes start, school holidays are coming up very, very soon, 10 days' time. So they start on the 3rd of July. And all the information is there on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, bye.